You're holding me now in your hands. I belong. You'll never let me go. So
Pastor Cooley will bring us the word today.
So close, I believe.
Great God, we worship you. We honor you. Thank you for the security that we have in you. Thank you because none can pluck us out of your hands. We worship you with our very lives. We welcome you into this place. Thank you for your presence we can already feel. Thank you so much. Making us more like you in every way. We worship you. Father, as we go into your word this morning, I recognize my great limitations in depending on myself and my preparation. I ask you, Father, for fresh mercy. Mercy from your throne. Unction from on high. Upon my heart and upon my lips. And as I share your word today, Lord God, it will not be me, but it will be you through me. Speaking your word in power, in accuracy, in clarity, in simplicity, in the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit, that your word will go forth like a stream of living water, bringing refreshing, bringing strength, causing your people to arise and to take the battle to the gates. Father, we ask that as your word goes forth, Lord, cause our wills to be more submitted to your will. Our minds more illuminated with the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And our emotions more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And as your word goes forth, Lord, we pray that you will back it with your power. Let yokes be broken. Let blind eyes be opened. Expose the hidden things of dishonesty. So that, Lord, in your light we will see light. And we will turn away from darkness, living in the light as you are in the light in the name of Jesus. So go to pray, Father, I beseech you for mercy. Help me. Help me to be concise, to be precise, to say only those things you would have me say. Bringing out of my heart, like a scribe instructed unto the kingdom, things both old and new. Help me, Lord, as I go into this word, I duck under the covering of my spiritual fathers, Pastor Luby and Mommy Sarah, that you will help me to deliver this word the way they would have. Lord God, causing glory to go to your name, refreshing to come to them, seeing this vineyard that they have planted, eating the fruit thereof, and blessings to all of my brethren. Let your kingdom come, all of it will, I pray, let it be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. It's a spin-off of Pastor's great message on God's integrity. You know, when you go to the weekly Rema and you chew it, you can't remain the same. You know, it does some things. And I just kept thinking, can one stay the same? Like this song, can you really be the same under all circumstances? Can you not change, not having any shadow of turning? Can those scriptures be used to describe us? And God said, yes. And when I looked at that week, remember, I thank you so much for that message. That I had to agree that I was not like that. and I started working on it. So today's message is integrity, righteousness, and glory. They're all linked together. Integrity, righteousness, and glory. Amen. And you know what I learned from this is what I want to share with you. Amen. God is a God of integrity. He doesn't change. He doesn't say things he cannot do. He doesn't have any hidden thing. There is no skeleton in his cupboard. And when he relates with man, he relates in that same integrity. So, but our response to his integrity then depends on the way how God continues to relate with us. The Bible says, with the forward, God is forward. So, but the first thing he comes to you with is integrity. He comes to you with absolute truth. He wants the best for you. He's seeking your own. Jesus said, there is one that seeketh my glory. God is seeking your glory. He's seeking your own. Okay, so when God comes to us, it's important for us, you know, the way we respond, you know, and that limits the degree to which God can fulfill what he planned to fulfill. Amen. And that's why this is important. God has destined us for glory. Amen. You don't sound like it. God has destined us for glory. Amen. Brethren, it's not a fairy tale. We know that there has been a release in the earth of the power of the Spirit without measure. What we're waiting for now is the manifestation. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I think I need to, because you're not waking up. If you look at Luke chapter 4, the Bible says that, let's turn there, Luke chapter 4 verse 1. This is not the way I planned it, but I think it says, and Jesus, being full of the what? Holy Ghost, had the power of the Spirit without measure. Returned from Jordan, that's where he received it from, there was yet no manifestation, and was led by the Spirit where? Into the wilderness. Why? To dot the I's and cross the T's. To make sure that absolutely nothing, the power was there, waiting, for he was already on him. But God wanted to make sure, make assurance doubly sure, that it was, he was perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Son of God. And if you just go down in that scripture, and you go down to verse 14. I'm coming back to. And Jesus did what? I can hear. And Jesus did what? Return what? In the. He didn't just get it. He got it at Jordan. But when he had passed and God had brand, you know, when you're on a production line, you brand, the last thing you do when you have produced the good is to put a brand on it. And you put a seal on it. Made in Nigeria. Amen. And people know that Nigeria has changed, though. We have a new nation. Give God a clap of rain. Amen. Amen. The day is coming, and now is, when they will say, made in Nigeria. But this one is made in the kingdom. God stamped and said, this is made in the kingdom. And then he released the power. So even when he got to Gethsemane, and he didn't feel like, but Lord, let not my will, but thy will. The brand remained. He acted true to the brand. He acted true to the nature of the Father that was in him. And that's why we must have integrity. Is a brand. It's a brand of the kingdom. If you want to know kingdom produced, you see the brand integrity. If you want to know that the one that is not a kingdom produced, you see today, it will stand up, say tomorrow, it will bend. Amen. God is having mercy on us. Amen. So let's look at how did God make us? Because you know, integrity is part of your DNA. Your spiritual DNA. It's there. Look at James chapter 1, verse 18. Quickly. James 1, 18. Thank you. Let's read it together. Of his own will, it's not you that got yourself born again, it's God that chose you. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You are a sample
of what God can do in the kingdom. You are a special breed. Never seen before. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has any other man. What God has made you to be. It may not yet appear, brethren. But that's what we are going to be. And that's why this is how he made you. How did he make you? With the word of truth. Let's look at First John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And when you get born again with that word of truth, let's look at it. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. This is John reporting what they saw of Jesus. Handling Jesus, the person, in interacting with him. Now, it's the same word that God used to get us born again. Let's get the thought. Okay, next verse. For the life was what? Manifested. Same glory that it was manifested. And we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Guess what? You also are eternal life. And you are going to manifest. Amen. Have the faith, brethren. Yes, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he had not yet died. Amen. So have that same faith. Say that this is who I am. That eternal life is in me. And is going to manifest. Next verse. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. What are we saying? We are saying that God made us with his word of truth in the image and likeness of God in your spirit, and by fellowshipping with him and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That eternal life that they gave you in your spirit, they will give you more and more and more and more until you have it in your soul, and more and more and more until you have it in your body, until you are totally like him, and then you will now manifest that life in your mortal flesh. And others will bear witness that truly we have seen, this is our God. Not you, but God in you. This is our God. We have waited for him. That is what God wants to do. God wants to make you God. Like God. Well, like God. Because you cannot be God in the beginning. Thank you, sir. Well, so God must make you like God. But truly, the thing is already in you. Just let it out. Just allow me to help you bring it out. Amen. And if you look in the Bible, you will see that there are examples of patriarchs of old that have gone ahead with integrity. We heard that beautiful, great message last week, resounding in my heart. Joseph had no Bible. Ah, brethren, kila anshebe lu Bible. We have the word of God. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the name. And you still need Bible. Ah, you know, but it's a challenge. Amen. I was fired up. Inspired that God, I must stand with the place where these people are standing in heaven. Please have mercy on me. Amen. And that's going to be our prayer. We must stand, having done all to stand. Amen. And you know, Joseph responded in integrity and with righteousness, and it preserved him. Look at Psalm 25, verse 19 to 21. Psalm 25, verse 19 to 21. Quickly. Listen. Say, consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. It's not many physical enemies per se. There are enemies in the spirit realm. Satan is an enemy. Principalities and powers are enemies. They have detailed them to you, but they have failed. But he says, consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. The next verse. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. The enemies are coming for your soul. That's what they want to take. It's not your money. So when they give you money, I like to have money and possessions, don't be deceived. What they want is really your soul. And deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. For I put my trust in thee. Verse 21. Let integrity and uprightness do what? Preserve me. For I wait on thee. Did he preserve Joseph? Yes. The same way he preserved Joseph, he will preserve you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But you have to cultivate it. It's not natural. It's not in the sin nature. Abraham responded in integrity. Initially, Abraham wasn't like that. He had to cultivate it. You see your wife? She's not my wife. She's my sister. It's partially true. Okay? But it wasn't totally true. In life, what we have is saying, the truth, I speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the... It wasn't absolutely true. But the same Abraham, this day God appears and say, that's your son, the only one whom you love, when you take him up, I'm going to sacrifice the baby. Abraham didn't even say a word, just, yes, sir, and picked up the boy and was going. The same Abraham, he didn't say, is it God? It's the devil. Oh, Lord, magic. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. Yes. Abraham responded in integrity. And he went, 3 days he had to turn back.
Yes.
But 3 days he kept praying. And the more he prayed, the more it was clear to him. And Abraham got a revelation that promise has to come back. So Abraham was going all the way. That's integrity. Get what God said. Now I know that thou fearest me. So integrity is the fear of God. You fear God. You know, we say we fear God, but no. If men cannot see the fear, then there's something wrong. It must be clear. It's a brand of the kingdom. It's a brand. If you either have it or you don't, you have to cultivate it. Amen. Peter one love Jesus, but he didn't respond with integrity. He said, I will not deny you. You know the story. I don't want us to waste time. You know, but did he deny him? Yeah. Did you do it once? He tells you that, oh Gino, the brand, yeah, only Latin Gino. Even after when he became an apostle, Peter also had those issues with the Gentiles. When the Gentiles' brethren were coming, our brethren, but he was eating with the Gentiles before. When he had that brethren coming, he quickly moved back. Other people saw Peter. And you know, and that's not about bad behavior. It influences other people negatively. And God holds you accountable. Barnabas too was going that way until Paul stood up upright. Why didn't Paul do the same? Integrity. Oti wole, oti jino. So when he saw it, no way. And he didn't keep quiet. And said to one on share. Some of us, we see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. People be doing it next by next to you. I'm saying, it's none of my business. They're doing it. Speak out.
Amen.
You need to speak out. It's either you or them. You contend for the baby. When people see you, they just, don't do it near him. Yes. Otherwise, what's the point? They can do all the evil next to you. That's not the will of God. You are supposed to be an emblem of light. The Bible says, in the book of Ephesians, the Bible says, whatever doth make manifest is light. Let light shine. Don't keep quiet. When you do it, they will not do it again. They will not try it again. When they try it, I know people that when people see them coming, they just, he's coming, keep quiet. It's respect. Because they know what you stand for. If you don't stand for anything, you fall for nothing.
Hey.
If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. You have to stand for something. Don't have that, you can't be on everybody's side. I like that message, Pastor. It'd be a great message. And Pastor's follow-up message. God has his own side. It is you that chooses God's side. God's not going to come to your side. You get up from where you are and go to God's side. So who is on the Lord's side? You'll be on the Lord's side in Jesus' name. But that's integrity. It puts you right smack on the Lord's side. Amen. And Daniel, we see the example of Daniel. Okay, Daniel chapter 6. But we're not going to go into it deeply because of time. Let me just look at Daniel because I think it's important. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. This is integrity. Because we're living in a time when integrity is in short supply. And God wants to resupply. He wants to create a supply line of integrity into the earth. So he can have an inroad to pour out his glory. And arrest what Satan is doing and cause his glory to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's the will of God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Let's read it together. And now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, not before, he went to his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Integrity. Stand up and be counted. Yeah, this cowardice, this using style to serve God. We must do it openly, not be obnoxious. But when the writing was signed, he didn't pray. He would have prayed quietly in his room. We didn't know. He went to what he normally does every day. Opened the window wide towards Jerusalem and prayed. So they saw it. He wanted them to see it. And then when they now did what they did, they now took him, of course you know the story, to the lion's den. Amen. All right, let's jump quickly to verse 20 to 22. Brethren, if you stand on integrity, you are standing on Christ the solid rock. You will stand. Every other ground is sinking sand. Don't accept it. Verse 20 to 22. Now when he came, this is the king. I'm cutting a lot of things. The king was, we loved Daniel, realized that he had made a mistake. He had been set up, but then he couldn't sleep. Now when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. Ah, Daniel! Ah, I want you to share. That's a lamentable voice. I'm trying to mimic a lamentable voice. You know what a lamentable voice is like? I don't want to say anything that's ungodly. Amen. Alright. So he grabbed a lamentable voice. And the king spake and said to Daniel, oh Daniel, servant of the living God. This is his identity. This is his brand. His prime minister. His prime minister. So he's not anybody's fool. He's not one silly boy somewhere that didn't go to school. One guy that just praying. No. He is prime minister, as busy as they come. And look at the way they described him. Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from lions? God has prepared an answer for himself. Look at the answer. Then said Daniel unto the king, oh king, live forever. Amen. He didn't live forever anyway. All right, next verse. But he shows Daniel's heart towards him. A heart of respect, heart of reverence. Look, no matter as high as he was, he had respect. Authority, respect for authority. It's a brand. No one, nobody can talk to you, the big man of the hour, just do anyhow. Eh? It's not a brand. It's not of the kingdom. Verse 22, let's go. My God has sent his and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. Why? For as much as before him what? Innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Integrity. It is integrity. It's another word for integrity. Innocency, integrity. Synonyms. They are the same thing. It's the same thing. It's telling you. So this is what integrity does. We're living in a day of judgment. You heard what happened in Paris yesterday. You go inside, 3 hours, you're studying, you're working, during the, come out, you go on the news, hey, another one again. But God will preserve you. God will preserve. But he wants you to know what you need to have so you can be preserved. You need to have some things inside. so it can be preserved. So what is integrity? Integrity is honesty, reliability, and consistency. That's what Pastor taught us. Numbers 23:19. Let's just look at it quickly. 23:19. You need to be quick. Thank you. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken and shall he not make it good? The spirit without measure, he has spoken it, he has done it.
Amen.
He is going to do it. Because he is not a man to lie. So like Pastor said, Roman, say, take it to the bank, seal it, it's happening. God doesn't lie. Doesn't say things he cannot lie. And that's why he gave us not just the promise, he gave us an oath. So by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. He doesn't lie. You must have strong consolation that no matter what I'm seeing around me, it's coming to pass. Amen. And then you key into it for yourself. Amen. God is reliable. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Okay. And then God has consistency. You know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. And the same way you can be like that, you will not change. Can you imagine? Brethren, you will not change. The same way you are doing when you are like this now, it's the same way you are doing when you can, in one instant, you can solve deep mathematical problems. You'll be the same. Can you imagine that? When the whole world and has God has elevated you to a place of glory in Christ Jesus, you remain just the same. Brethren greet you and you greet them back. Eh? Eh? You look out for the good of brethren. Eh? You love brethren. Mommy can talk to you and correct and say, sorry, mommy. Brethren, that's how you have to be. Look at Daniel. He didn't say, is it not you that wrote the decree? Can you wonder who? He could have said it now. Put yourself in his shoes. Why are we living as if he was made in heaven? He was living here. He was living here. They set him up. And they used the king. Why didn't he go back on his word and say, I'm sorry, I can't. Because Daniel is important to me. He kept quiet and said, your God will help you. Is it like that? King. Emimani. Daniel. You could be bitter. Look at Joseph. You can be bitter. Everybody has a reason to be bitter. If you allow yourself to, you have a reason to be bitter. But God, yes, genuine reason, sir. But when God is on your side, he gives you a new perspective. You see it from a heavenly point of view. Jesus said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Like one book I read, one of the old times, he said, thank you, my enemy. Because if not for you, I will not be where I am today. Yes! It's a revelation you need to have. All things work together for them that who are the called according to his. The question is, do you love God? Are you called according to his purpose? Are you praying with groanings which cannot be uttered? These are the conditions. Same thing, Pastor Wale preached on Wednesday. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. Same fire, Pastor said. But in one person, he brings glory. In another person, he brings destruction. Why? Somebody built, is the material that Pastor said. He's his pastor. He's the brand. Thank you, sir. He's the brand. He's made in the kingdom of God. So when it goes through fire, it becomes better. Like the three Hebrew boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Respect, honor, but we love this God unto the end. And we're not going to turn to the right or to the left. And anybody who doesn't like it should go and do what they want to do. Let us leave it like that. Do what you want to do. But as for me and this God, we're going all the way. That's integrity. Amen. Alright? So God maintains his integrity by using his great wisdom and power to exercise his character of loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. That is so deep. Look at Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Because, you know, it really makes you respect God. When you really understand it, you know, that this is what God does. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Next verse. Boast or put your confidence in. These are synonyms of glory. So don't put your confidence in these things. What should you put your confidence in? This is what God puts his confidence in. And as a child born by him, he wants you to learn to do the same thing. Look at it. But let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which does what? Exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. Question is, do we delight in these things? We need to cultivate delight in these things. We need to exercise these things. This is what we're living for, to become like him, to exercise justice, exercise righteousness, loving kindness in every situation, the love of God, to discern it, and to use the wisdom of God and the power of God and the riches of God and everything else that is in God to exercise those things. That's what it is. When you delight in those things, then you delight in God. Then you and God meet. Common interest. You become one. He says, I and my Father are one. That's what it means. Same motive, same character, same interest, the interest of the kingdom. That's it. That's what God... And you know, it's really humbling that when I did that with Rema, I saw that, you know, God maintains his integrity by submitting to and doing the word. Can you believe that? God submits to his word. He says, Jeremiah 1:12. Look at it. Jeremiah 1 verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I do what? Hasten my work to do what? Perform it. God watches over his word to perform it. So God is looking to perform his word. So when God asks you to do his word, he's not asking you to do something he is not doing himself. He is asking you to do what he does so that you and him can be one on the same page all the time. Amen. That's the will of God. That's what God wants. Look at Psalm 138 verse 2 so you can understand. Thank you. You have seen. May we see correctly in Jesus' name. In a session, you not see your own what you want. You will see what is the will of God. God will help you shine your eye. Amen. Amen. And you know, when you shine it, you may not have the correct thing to shine it. When God shines it for you with the word of God and the power of the Spirit, you will see. Amen. Say, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Can you believe that? All his name, even God loses the shoe of his feet and treads softly. Even God. So when the angel told him to remove this, because this is what God is doing. God doesn't walk anyhow. He looks for what is the word in this situation. That's how God does. Isn't give God a super clap of praise. God of all the earth. God of integrity. God of justice. Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So if you want to remain alive and remain, that kept going on Wednesday, alive and remain, you need to be a doer of the word. That word will give you hope, which is an anchor. We'll get there. Amen. Amen. God, pastor has already preached it anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. Alright. So, what I put it this way, from our own point of view. Integrity is the uncompromising heart inclination to do what God said. It is the uncompromising heart's inclination to do what God said. The exact way he said it, at the time he said it, and the way he said it, by the Spirit. Pastor, going over that beautifully. Thank you for that Bible study, sir. You can't do the word by the flesh. It's by the Spirit. You have to do it the exact way he said it, the time he said it, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's integrity. So let me put it this way. Seek God's perfect will. Don't be satisfied with the good will or with the acceptable will. Look at Romans chapter 12. Some of us, we are content with the good will. And we know we're in good will. But God is saying, come up. Don't stay in good will. What about acceptable? What about perfect? It's not made for people that are better than you. It's a decision of the heart. Pastor said it this morning. It's a decision of the heart. It's a choice you make. Look at Romans 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is that. I can't hear you. What is that? And will of God. Now, in a sense, this is progressive. It says that you can't just end up with the perfect will of God. You start from somewhere. You start from the good will of God. Amen. And but you must be moving forward. And there is a problem. When you stay at by reason of time, you ought to be doing certain things, and you are still saying, because it was comfortable, then you become at ease. And then you are inviting trouble. The Bible says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. It's a lack of integrity. God said, move now. I didn't hear. That's why Abraham had integrity. When God said, go and kill your son. Brethren, let's say, if you know your child's name, the firstborn, you know your child's name. God, you had God tell you. It's not a bad dream. You had God tell you. Yeah, take your firstborn. Go and kill. Ah, honey, momaji, magami, Is that going to be a response? How a man just hears that and then next he goes, he doesn't tell anybody. So people can persuade him out of it. It's integrity. And also relationship, fellowship. He's worked with that person for a long time. So he knows the person's voice. He couldn't deny it. He didn't even bother. He just went on. Amen. And if Abraham could have it, then we also can have it. Amen. So that's integrity. Now, righteousness. We know that righteousness is made up of right standing. A position of right standing. A position of good standing before God. Which gives us access to eternal life. And then that empowers us to do right doing. Okay? Which is to think and do and talk and act like God. So why is integrity important? So we've seen what they are. Why is integrity important? If you look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, it says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Not when we are going to be you. He's saying, so are we. He's using present tense. So in this day of judgment, we are like him. You may not be like him yet in full character, but you can be like him in heart. That one is under your control. It's under my control. That is under your control. It's a choice of the heart. You can decide, yes, I am like you and I want to act like you and I will obey everything you ask me to do. And that gives you boldness. Like Abimelech, when God came to him and said, ah, you are a dead man. Abimelech stood back, not rudely, said, will you slay a righteous nation? He talked back to God because of the boldness. And it's important to have. So Integrity gives you, it gives you boldness. And that's what God is doing. If you go back to Luke chapter 4, let me go to verse 4 now. Excuse me. Luke chapter 4. Okay, and you see that in, we see these temptations of Jesus as a summary, okay, of what the whole essence of going to the wilderness was for, okay. And the first temptation was that he asked him, no, command the stones to become bread. And this is just his response. And Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Brethren, the word is important now. The apostolic word of fathers is key now. We must live by it day by day. Day by day. A message you hear on Sunday, pata pata, by Tuesday, you should have gone over it properly and know what is talking to you as a person. Why? Because there are tests coming in that week. Maybe you don't know. That's why I'm telling you. There are tests that are coming that week that are based on that thing that you are hearing. And the way you will perform is depending on how well you have been doing in class. So you need to let the Holy Spirit breathe on it, speak to you about it. So when you see the will of God, it will have shined your eye. You will recognize the will of God. And you will do it. It's very important. It's not one just here for hearing sake. That's what Jesus is trying to tell us from this. That you live, it's as a product. You eat every day. So if you eat every day, then you must live every day by the word. Read your Bible every day. And then the one you hear from fathers, digest it properly. And bind it upon your heart. Like the Bible says. Amen. Let's look at verse 8. Look at the next one. Let's look at the temptation, verse 7. Yes. He showed him all the kingdoms. Well, we know that. Pastor told us so beautifully. It was in his thoughts. Okay. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Look at Jesus' answer. If you worship me, I'll give you all the glory of the kingdoms, all the glory of the earth. You'll be very important. Everybody roll out, state carpet for you. You will have all the money you ever need, more than you ever needed. Everywhere you go by PJ, your days of driving in a car are over. Hey. Yes, that's the picture. Glory. Men will be bowing down for you left, right, and center. Everybody, no, everybody loves a winner. They will be coming to I know him before. He used to live by the street behind my father under my uncle's place. That was all that. Look at Jesus' answer. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. That long, long throat looking for self-glory is Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Him only. What does that mean? It means that you live your life to give God honor. You seek the honor that comes from God alone. With your life, your career, your family, your children, everything is geared to give God glory. Amen. That's the point. Well, let's go down next verse. Yes, then Satan comes with this one, which is actually scripture. For it is written, he will give you your charge by to throw himself down. Next verse. And in the hands he'll bear thee up, and let's add that food goes soon. Next verse. Yes. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. What does that mean? The Bible says in Acts chapter 5 that Peter told Ananias and he told Sapphira after Ananias had died. Let's turn there. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Verse 6 somewhere there. Yes, thank you. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? What is tempting the Spirit of the Lord? Hidden things of dishonesty.
where you are doing something and you know that what you are doing is not the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But you are presenting it to brethren or to people as if it is the whole truth. It is tempting the Lord your God. And God is saying, put it this way, hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. How can you be bowing down to the devil in your heart and be standing upright and be raising your hand to God? This thing is relative in the sense that if you don't know it, that it was wrong, is a different thing entirely. Do you understand? I don't want to put you wrong because I know you've gone very quiet. if you don't know something is wrong, but when God has spoken to you once, twice, three times, excuse me, and you've heard, you know that this is what God is saying. Like something like Abraham, now God gave him that instruction, and then he's now saying it's not God. Then, you are saying, you know, when God talked to you and said that I shall bless thee, you say, ah, this is the voice of God. And the same voice tells you, go and take your son and say, ah, it's not God. These are hidden things of dishonesty. Things we know that we should not be doing. He has told us several times, but we are hiding it. This is the time to get rid of it. Brethren, that's what God is saying. This is the time to get rid of these things. Amen. God wants us to renounce the hidden things so that we can stand in his presence. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Thank you. But I've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's why God is waiting before the manifestation comes, so we will not be ashamed. So that those things, inner, you and him know it, start to deal with them. Amen. So that's number one reason why it's important. You know, this is why integrity is important. So we need to work on those things quickly in integrity. You know, take it up to God and accept it. And let God help you to deal with it. Amen. Don't hide it and put it on that because nobody else sees it. Amen. And then number two, of course, is that integrity attracts the mercy of God. Amen. The Bible talks in Proverbs 28, verse 13. The Bible says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsakes shall have mercy. So when you come up and say, yes, truly, I agree. I have an issue here. Then God helps you. His response is mercy. He's a God of loving kindness. But when you cover it, then that's the part that God doesn't like. Amen. And that's what Sapphira was doing. She was covering it. She was covering it. Even though, you know, it was clear that this is not right. And look at Proverbs 11. Why should we are talking about why we should have integrity. So integrity attracts the mercy of God. All right, the pastor told us that this morning about showing mercy. Another thing is just being honest, speaking the truth. It attracts mercy as well. Amen. Now look at Proverbs 11, verses 3 and verses 5. Verse 3. The integrity of the shall what? Guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Verse 5. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. But the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. He's talking about the state of the heart. So when there is no law, there is no rule book, integrity will guide you. When nothing is said, when nothing is clear, integrity will tell you this is the correct thing to do. Because that's what you are seeking to do, his will. If any man will do his will, he will know. The willingness to do the will is the key. But if you don't want to do your own will, you know, then the one you want to do your own will, you don't want to do his will, then you'll be wondering what's going on. And even when you get an instruction, you may not even do it. So that's the key, brethren. And this reminds me of something that mommy said. You know, mommy said something to me some years ago. She said it to us. We were in a group together. He said, you people, you have us to correct you. Who corrects us? I never thought of it, brethren. Who corrects Pastor and Mommy? Who corrects them? They allow the word they preach, to correct them. The same way God allows his own word to correct him. So brethren, the righteousness of the perfect can direct you. It will show you if you're willing, if you keep that word in your heart, it will make you not to sin. It will guide you. It will show you the way. When there is nothing clear, like Abimelech. Amen. I remember brethren in this house, in this church, who sold their house. Nobody told them to. So that they could be close to church and could come to church and worship God. Who told them to do that? It's even difficult to tell a person to do that. Sell your house. Your house is far. Ah, pastor. You can imagine what will come out of that. Don't even think about that. Okay? But they sold their house. Nobody told them to. It's integrity. It's a desire to want to do what God asked them to do. It's a statement of how far they're willing to go to be able to be where God wants them to be. It's very important. Amen. Now, look at verse 4. Same Proverbs 11. Integrity delivers us from death. Riches profit not in the day of trouble. Brethren, like Pastor said today, riches, they answer all things physical, but not all things on this earth are physical. But righteousness does what? Delivered from death. When the force of death, sickness, death, infirmity, when it comes against you, some things happen and you, it's so easy to shake the economies of the world. You can see it now. It's so easy. Just one flood, one typhoon, one something, and the destruction, you know, will cause stuff that takes billions to correct. So really, what God is saying is this, that righteousness will deliver you from death. When you cannot pay money, you will have righteousness to pay in your account. That's the meaning. That's what it means. That's what Daniel used to pay. That's what Daniel used to pay. He paid righteousness and was out. He's paid full. And the thing was, and then now return it to sender. They put them there. Who said that they should put him there? And then they didn't have anything in their account. And the lions, Bible said lions had mastery. Amen. Alright. Now also you see that integrity, verse 6. I'm not showing you what integrity does. It makes a way of escape in any situation. Look at verse 6. The righteousness, the first one was in verse 4. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. This one, the righteousness of the upright is action. Shall what? Deliver them. But the transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. So there are some things. When death or attack comes your way, God makes a way of escape. Even when you're going to make a mistake that you didn't know, God just makes a way. A good example is David and Nabal. What Nabal did was wrong. You know the story. You can go and check it in 1 Samuel 25. What Nabal did was wrong. David and his men had taken care of him and the sheep shepherds in the wilderness and all that. And then they asked for something, just something. And he was rude and sent them away empty and everything. But David was angry. And he was going to avenge with his own hand. Two wrongs don't make a right. So he was wrong as well. But he didn't know. He was so angry. He just told the men, hey boys, took 400, left 200 with the stuff. And were going, galloping towards Nabal's house. And the neighbor's servant said, see this man what he did. Quickly went and told Abigail. When Abigail heard that this is what Nabal did, she quickly said, oh yeah, get this. Oh yeah, send it ahead. Send it ahead. You know, so when he's coming, he'll be meeting it. And then I'll come at the back. You know, that's, you know, you have to do insurance. And she met David on the way. And apologized. And David was wrong.
what he was going to do was actually wrong. But God remembered that, let me help him. So when something is not, when you do your best in integrity and you're going to make a mistake, God steps in. Righteousness of the upright. He steps in. Steps in to help you so you don't make a mistake. God doesn't look at you and say, make it. No. He wants to help. So he sent Abigail to him. And Abigail even went prophetic and told him, don't avenge yourself by your own hand. So when my Lord has come into his throne, David recognized that this is the voice of God. But then you have to let people be able to talk to you. It's important to allow people to be able to talk to you, to be able to listen. God listens. The wisdom of God is easy to be entreated. You know, so allow yourself to hear. Amen. How do we do this? Pastor's already preached this because he's already preached the Bible study. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We must keep spiritual law. The Bible study is perfect. I just give you that. It was perfect. We use spiritual law to keep moral law. And then when there is no law, we make a law. We become the law. Amen. That's the will of God. Look at what Paul said. He said, to the Jew, I become a Jew. He's not walking anymore in this one, that one, this one, Ten Commandments. He's beyond that now. Give me that scripture. It's somewhere in Corinthians. You know, it says, to the Jew, I become as a Jew. To this one, I become. Yes, thank you. Let's read it. And unto the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. Next verse. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God. Right up. He's fulfilling spiritual law, is what he's telling you. So the spiritual law is that it's giving him light to see how to relate to different cadres of people. The length and the breadth and the depth and the height of the love of God. So that he can stand perfect and be filled with the fullness of God. That's the will of God. Alright? But and that I might gain them that are without law. Next verse. To the weak became I as weak. That's what Pastor was saying. Don't have prejudice. You know, look down on people because that's how they are. No. It's important for you to also be fulfilling spiritual law, because when you fulfill spiritual law, you can only do by the mercy of God. So you then recognize that it's the mercy that makes the difference between you and them. And so you are merciful. Yes, you correct them, but with an attitude of mercy. Amen. I have made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. This is daily conduct, not evangelism. Brethren, this is daily conduct. This is the evangelism. If you live like that, and I live like that, and we're all living like that, it's already evangelism. We are still going to that one. We receive the power. We still go for that one. But this one is daily letting the love of God be make manifest in the consciences of men. When people know that truly, this is a man of God. Or this is a person of God. Amen. So, of course, just hit the highlights of the instructions. One, we must recognize spiritual fathers who are walking along the path of integrity to receive the glory of God. You must identify them. You have to be able to identify them correctly. And you identify them by their fruit, not the fruit of their possessions. It's the fruit of their character and the fruit of the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. When they give you wisdom and understanding, you say, ele is unleo. She Bible konon anka. That is the treasure. That's what you are looking for. It's not concordance derived. The one that comes from the holiest of all. Have you heard of concordance derived revelation? And then the root of this word, everybody can do that with a little bit of study. That's the truth. The one that I cannot buy with money is the one that God gives. No man can receive anything except it first be given him from heaven. There's a difference, it's clear. hidden manner. Thank you, sir. All right. So number two, confess your sins and clean with the blood diligently. It's important. Clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, I have life. It gives you righteousness mentality. Then renounce the hidden things. So when you are confessing your sins, don't confess in generality. No, confess your sin. Particularly when you're alone, I confess this sin of XYZ. Mention it. Or even if you don't mention it, in your mind, think about it. What have I done? What have I done? What have I not done that I ought to have done? Quickly, scan and renounce those things. Father, I'm sorry about that. Don't justify it. Don't give an excuse for it. Lying, pretending to love others. Hey, Sister X, it's good to see you today. Hey, Rory. Hey, Ode. That one. God have mercy on the Yorubas. God have mercy on that one. God help us with that one in Jesus' name. We know how to announce, man. If he doesn't like you, you know up front that he doesn't like you. Yoruba man, only God will help you. But we are changing, amen. Amen. So you must in your heart, when you see that thing there, quick, Father, I confess my sins. In Jesus' name, I have life. God have mercy on me in this regard. I love this, but she's looking beautiful. Pray! Pray! And as you are praying, you will remove it. You will pull down strongholds. You will cast down imagination. You will remove it. You will replace that nature of the devil with the nature of God. And very soon, when you see that sister, you have to be open, genuinely open. Scripture. Thank you. Wow. We refuse to wear our mask. Let's read together, brother. We refuse to wear masks. And what? Play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind brethren. Read it. And don't twist God's word to suit ourselves. But I beg you, God bless you. Rather, we keep everything we do and say out in the open the whole truth on display. I can't hear you. On display. So that those who want to can see and judge for themselves in the presence of God. Give God a super clap. God bless you, sir. Beautiful word. But then this is it, though. No mask. Tell your neighbor, no mask. No mask is integrity. No mask. Amen. All right. Daily habitual self-examination. And pastor has told us this. It's all in that white book. Judge yourself. I judge myself. I condemn my wicked actions. I ask God for mercy. Pray. I bind the devil. I set my will. And I tend to apply completely and operate diligently. You know, you say those things. And then you pray in the spirit. I humble myself firstly to God. Then to those in authority over me. Then to those under my authority. Say every day. And when you do it, you don't do it blank, with your mind blank. Be it scanning and be thinking all those things I normally do. We know the things we do. But it's in the thinking that you appropriate those things. Casting down. Thank you. So when you do that, you know, then you cast down those matches, you change, you judge, and then you release the power of God in its place, and gradually the heart of stone becomes a heart of flesh. Amen. All right. Next one. Then, of course, you desire truth in the inward parts, and you read it daily. Listen carefully to apostolic message. We've said that. Okay. Of course, we pray habitually. We travel in the spirit. This is the power behind integrity. This is the power behind integrity. Like pastor said, he said something beautiful in the weekly remember that God stores prayers. Then when he wants to do something, he will call on the stored prayer. He will mix it with current prayer. Then he will amplify it with fire from the altar and then release it to cause an earthquake. Beautiful word. If God keeps prayer or stores power for when he needs it, how much more we? You can store power by a consistent habitual prayer life. The day you cannot pray, God knows. Amen. The day you cannot, and then you know you look at things ahead. So even though you know you are your prayer is normally on so-so day, already you have a conference on that particular day in the week, then you move your prayer forward. Don't give an excuse. and did as if the conference came upon you unawares. And you saw the conference was there. You saw the exam was there. His integrity. His integrity. Even if I'm not saying you should sleep, but even if while trying to do it, you slept off, you had a mind to do it. It's the willingness that God is looking at. Amen. Of course, watch and pray like pastors taught us frequently, once every 6 hours, at every opportunity, in every temptation, and then act in integrity. Okay? Provide things honest in the sight of all men. It's very important. No, act as honestly as you can. And as you start, then God begins to work in you and through you. And the power of God begins to work and saturate your flesh. And after a while, you're not trying. The hold of some things over you is broken. And then you're preparing yourself for the glory. So brethren, we're coming out in the power of the Spirit in X time. We don't know when exactly, but we need to work on ourselves to act in integrity and righteousness. Let us pray. Talk to God.
What a word. Don't wear masks and play games. I've been reading my Bible for many, many years. I've had the Amplified Bible for over 35 years. But that particular scripture, I'm sure I've read it before, but it just has never registered. The 2 Corinthians 4, where it says, we refuse to wear masks. Oh, it's a Message Bible. No wonder, I thought it was Amplified. Wow. I've never read it before in this particular translation. It is graphic, especially among the Yorubas. It's a Yoruba infirmity. Each tribe has their own infirmity. These are our speciality. Ekbele, sir. Emma Binu, sir. You don't want to know what's going on in his heart. 7 abominations. When he speaketh fear, believe him not. Call on Shanua. Let's pray, brethren. Let's pray. Amen. Call on Shanua. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. God make us people of integrity. Amen. Talk to God. God wants to make us like himself. The word integrity implies wholeness, completeness. You're whole. You're solid. You can be relied on. God can trust you. So I just went through that temptation. When he came out, God knew he could trust him. He put the Spirit without measure on him, and Jesus did not disappoint him. With all that power, when those guys didn't want him to come to their village, James and John said, let's call fire down. Integrity stood up. Say, you know not what spirit you are of. He passed the test because he had the power to do it. Tell God this afternoon, I will develop integrity. I will not be double-mouthed, double-faced. And I will do it by the Spirit. You can't do it by the flesh. We've explained that in the Bible study. So you have to start saying it, then pray it, then practice it, and then gradually you will become it. What a word. Faithful God.
Faithful God.
All sufficient one.
All sufficient one. We worship you.
Shalom. strong deliverer.
Strong deliverer.
We worship you.
We lift you high.
We lift you high, Lord.
Faithful God.
Sing it to him. Faithful God. He's the God of integrity. Sufficient one. Hand to God, a heart of integrity. To people, a man in the Old Testament, a heathen, God said, the integrity of your heart has saved you. He says, I know you didn't know Abimelech. I know out of the integrity of your heart. If a man in the Old Testament who did not have a covenant with God could develop integrity of heart so much so that God testified, we have no excuse in the New Testament. Touch that heart. Raise your hand to God. Say, Father, I didn't hear you. Father, I confess our sins and so clean with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today through your servant, reminding me of the vital importance of integrity and righteousness as the pathway to your glory. For you cannot trust your glory to men who do not have and have not developed integrity. And therefore, Father, I purpose in my heart, by your mercy and by your grace, to cultivate, to practice honesty, reliability, consistency of heart. That in everything, I will speak the truth in my heart to myself. And then I will practice that truth by the power of your word and of your spirit. And so develop and maintain integrity of heart that will bring me to your glory. In Jesus' name. Nekatolomos. Sufridili. Liprematasko fredes. Limekatuski fridia. Zefreka kalamatuske fre, lombriki toske fre nengas, luprinia, jeki tolo makata kan to, zefriki tolosh, tolomush to fre deska, lambrika tolomu to fresh, tolomu to fre do freshe, lombrika tolomu to fre do freshe, tolomu koko kloma tolomush to fre do freshinga, tolomush shangara. Tolomosh kroma tolomo tolomosh do freshe lambrika tolomo katushko fre lambrika tolomo tolomo kroma tolomo to fre zofri kroma tor share you could tell friends
Nikotolos. Zofrika Klematara. Nifridia. No Fredeles. Mosca Fres. Tulomantaras. Nikotulos. Nifridilis. Jikito Fres. Zofredilis. Tufrinias. Tolomangaras. Nigaratalas. Tufrinilis. Shaleas. Nufridilis. Tufrinengas. Tufrinilis. Tufrinil. Talas.
In Jesus' name.